More spanking for Morales. Right. What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe, good times. Scott, what do you got?
All right, so today my What You Need to Know is the name Vincent Jackson. And people, I'm sure, have read the story. This guy was a really great NFL wide receiver. And when I say great, I don't mean like he's going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he had a really great career. And he came from a small school, Northern Colorado, was a late-round draft choice, and really was a great explosive player for the old San Diego Chargers. Went on to play for Tampa Bay, made a bunch of money, put up a bunch of stats, had a career to be proud of. Found dead in a hotel. Well, goodness, that doesn't seem very normal. Seemed like a great guy, family guy. What happened here? And the police now have said some things related to there wasn't foul play, but there seemed to be a lot of alcohol involved and some other health-related issues. And the family came out and said, this is the byproduct of the NFL and concussions. 38 years old, way too young. And my what you need to know is the NFL has got to do a better job of taking care of these players. Because I used to be very unsympathetic when they'd come sit down on Radio Row, George, and say, hey, man, it's all about these old guys and they got problems and we need to help them. I was like, yeah, but they knew the risks. But when you see it in real life and he's 38 years old, I'm telling you, man, the NFL has got to do a better job for its players.
Well,
that's
you lived
really the
it.
Part of it.
You lived it in a way. Scott, you did a show for a long time with Billy Ray Smith, right, who played in the NFL, right? And I think that you know firsthand, having worked with someone who played in that sport for a very long time, how it can be a mess for you physically, mentally, emotionally after the fact.
I used to say to my old radio partner all the time, why are you suing the NFL when you made money and became a star and loved the fact that you were an NFL player? Why are you suing them? And he would say, because I don't know what I'm going to be in 10 years. And man, was it a good thing that he sued them, because 10 years later, life was completely different. And when you're 56 years old and you don't remember what you did 30 seconds ago, can't drive anymore, got to have somebody help you with everything. And dude, it's amazing what football does to a human body.
LZ, I know you very much have been on the side of the players throughout all of this. And I still feel like there's a lot that needs to be figured out from the NFL. I just don't know if they have the incentive to do it outside of lawsuits and things of this nature.
Well, unlike, you know, much of the NBA, the NFL does not view the players as partners. And for decades and decades, the NFL players did not do what they needed to do as a union to do small things like, I don't know, make sure your contracts are guaranteed before you start to play again.
Yeah.
So they're behind in a lot of this empowerment conversation that has been going on around all the other sports. But it's good to see them beginning to try to catch up, because to your point, Scott, this game is very, very hard on the body. And it's very difficult to project what's going to happen to you as the years go by after you retire. And so the NFL, in order for it to continue to be a viable source of entertainment for people, it's going to have to resolve what it's doing to people with how it treats people afterwards.
Oh, yep. So well said. 100%. So well said. Yep.
That's What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe, good times. All right, so Michael Jordan's birthday today. We've been taking calls today because it's Scott Kaplan's birthday, and he shares it with Michael Jordan and Jim Brown and a number of other people, including Paris Hilton, Ed Sheeran. I like Ed Sheeran.
I like Ed Sheeran. I didn't know Paris Hilton. That's hot.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who I like as an actor as well. Larry the Cable Guy, also birthday today. So we've been having people call us, hit us up with your birthday, what day it is, who you share it with, et cetera, hit us up. But because it's Michael's birthday today, I feel like, you know, you're talking about one of the greatest of all time in any sport, really. And we also have the greatest of all time, I think, arguably in any sport, in Serena Williams facing Naomi Osaka today, LZ. And it just kind of reminds me, right, of like when you look at Jordan, I don't think Jordan had that one rival, right? Like he faced kind of everyone, right? At different stages of his career. I guess initially maybe Isaiah and those guys, but then it was the Knicks for a little while, and you know, it was the Pacers even for a minute, and then he never faced anyone but the Jazz more than once. But in sports, there are so many of these great rivalries. And I feel like Serena and Osaka is kind of like what we saw with Brady and Mahomes, right? Like, you know, the young goat and the older goat, right? Kind of colliding here.
Those rivalries, for whatever reasons, especially when you focus in on individual matchups, are more intriguing to me than contemporary rivalries.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more intrigued by the future versus the present than I am about two guys at the top of their games at the moment. And right. I don't know why. It just feels like the drama between who's going to win, Uncle, you know, Father Time or Youth Will Be Served, like which expression is going to win. I just find that more compelling.
So, like, if Zion and LeBron eventually faced off in a couple of years, like, that would be more compelling to you.
Way more compelling than any KD-LeBron matchup.
Right.
You know,
it's almost like a passing of the torch situation, potentially.
Young guy.
And whether or not, or young athlete, older athlete, you know, because here we have Serena and Osaka. Osaka, who won the U.S. Open, who's won this Australian Open before. Like, she's doing the damn thing. And she's making social stands, and she's got marketing deals, and she's one of the richest athletes in the world. And she's coming for Serena's throne. And she's already beaten her before.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, this is good.
Because while I think that's fascinating to kind of ponder, right? Like, I'm with you on that. I feel like that's an interesting topic in itself, right? Like, who would you want to see LeBron eventually face off? Like, who is the young lion that will face LeBron down the road? I go the other way. I do contemporaries because, to me, one of the greatest rivalries, and I was a child when I – and really it's what got me into the NBA was Magic and Bird, right? And I feel like there's so many dynamics there with Magic and Bird because you were either a Magic guy or you were a Bird guy. You know what I mean? And I was a Magic –
Bird people?
Yes, Bird people, yes.
They were all of a demographic you can imagine.
Yeah, and I was a Magic guy. Like, you know, when they faced off in the 80s, like I'm like 6-7 years old. It's the first time I'm really understanding sports, right? And I'm watching the Lakers and they're running up and down and the passing and Magic was so crazy. He literally was Magic on the floor, right? So it was impossible to not love what you were seeing from him. And, you know, the Celtics were good, but, you know, Larry was flashy occasionally, but, you know, they played the game, you know, very traditionally in a lot of ways. Like, it just was boring for a kid. So I was in love with that. So I do like the contemporaries, although you've got my mind going on the young versus older athlete, you know?
Oh, I love those.
Well, I thought, yeah, since we had that whole Mahomes-Brady thing, and now you're talking about this tennis rivalry, I feel like I'm missing a big story here. Serena, to me, is the GOAT of women's tennis, and maybe of women athletes, contemporary women athletes. The other young lady, you've talked about LZ and her having, like, social justice you know, she's spoken out, but I don't know much about her tennis career other than a couple of things that you just said that she won. Like, I feel like I'm missing the whole story here.
All right, well, go to Google. catch up.
Well,
she's
wait a
won
second.
Two Grand Slams.
You're a tennis
no, three
fan.
Grand Slams.
You're
yeah.
a tennis fan. I'm not a tennis fan. Tell me, just give me a it's non-tennis not, fan and give everybody who's listening
here's
who's a
the
non-tennis
thing,
fan
here's
a little
the thing,
honor.
Though. Because I told you all the other things that she's known for, I've already let you know that her name recognition is beyond the sport that she plays.
Right. So she's a three-time Grand Slam champion.
All right, I don't follow women's tennis. Excuse me, all right?
But I just told you that she's beyond her sport. That's like saying, I don't know Muhammad Ali because I don't follow boxing. I know she's not on Ali's level, but that's just an analogy that I'm using. That's all.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not alone in this, okay? I'm not alone in not following women's tennis, so I'm trying to say, look, this sounds really interesting to me. I'm a Serena fan. Even, you know, and she's the one personality and name that I feel really like I know her career and I don't know this other young lady's career. And so now I'm interested and I know they're going to play tonight. And you know what? I think I'm going to actually watch.
There you go.
There you go.
So we're sold. 877-710-ESPN. We got a lot of people on hold that want to chime through here on their birthday, who they share it with. Cap shares birthday with Michael Jordan and Jim Brown.
LZ's on fire today, just by the way. Just by the way, he's had like three phenomenal lines today. Just want to throw that out there.
He's zinging. I love it. I love spicy LZ. Carlos, what's up, Carlos?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, bud?
Well, my birthday is February 20th. Okay. I want to say happy birthday to Cap, by the way.
Yo, happy birthday to you coming up.
Thank you, thank you. I share it with Kurt Cobain, Rihanna, Charles Barkley, Mitch McConnell. The list goes on. It's a diverse list there.
Yo, that's fell off a cliff, but that's pretty good, though.
So if you put us all in a room, we have a big old party.
Okay, so if you could only go to dinner with one of them, right? Like Charles Barkley, Kurt Cobain, Rihanna, McConnell. I also saw Trevor Noah's in there, I believe. Sidney Poitier is in there. I'm looking at it now. I mean,
Google it myself.
Yeah, Cindy Crawford. That's a good one, too. If you could only go to dinner with one of them, who are you going to dinner with?
With Rihanna.
Yeah, man.
I would, too.
Got a shot. I have to. Yeah, I have
you
to.
Got a chance. Yeah.
Right. Carlos, thank you, buddy. Be good. Stay safe. Let's go to Ray in Harbor City. Ray, my favorite. Harbor City. I love Harbor City. Talk to me about Harbor City. Also, I need I go down there all the time because I've got one of my favorite taco places is there. But before I get to my favorite taco place, Tacos El Goloso, let's talk about your birthday. Tell me about your birthday and who you share.
I'm not on speaker. Hello, she said I'm not on speaker, guys.
Okay, no, you're good. You're good.
Glad to have you on handheld. Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Very nervous about this.
Have you been to Tacos El Goloso in Harbor City since you're there?
Oh, absolutely. I work at Kaiser at Harbor City.
Like a block away, basically. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Right to now, man, you know your Harbor City. Good stuff.
Bro, I live in the South Bay. Come on, man.
Hey, well, I hope you. I work in the orthopedic department. May I never see you there? That means you're hurt and broken up.
Yeah.
I will send you that positive love.
May I never see you there.
All right. So, birthday is?
April 27th.
Okay.
And shared with Ulysses S. Grant.
Ooh.
Ace Frehley from Kiss.
Cool.
And the very talented and lovely Miss Lizzo. Feeling good as hell.
Oh, I like that. I like the kicker. That. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Who's Miss Lizzo?
Well, and LZ, you are on fire today, bud. Keep it up.
He's in fuego. It all started when he saw the OJ.
Ray, thank you, brother. Be good,
thank
okay?
you, brother.
All right, let me grab one more. Sneak one more in. Anthony in L.A. Anthony, what do you got? Because we got Momo coming up.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going, fellas?
What's up?
What up, Ant?
Yo.
Not a thing. I'm just listening. I was trying to get that money earlier, but, you know, my name
wasn't. Oh, I know, but you know what? Yeah. Are you registered?
Oh, yeah, Mission. I registered at least about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, you got to register Mission, and you text this number 40705 to try to win some money. We got 180 on the line tomorrow. All right, so what do you got today?
Okay, I'm locked in.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my birthday is March 11th. I celebrated, well, at least I know two. Terrence Howard big fella, A.D., Anthony Davis.
Oh, I love it. There you go. Nice. I got a Terrence Howard story that I can get to later, but we got a break. But Ant, thank you so much. Stay healthy, stay safe. We appreciate it. Coming up next, Momo's going to come up. I want to ask Momo when her birthday is and who she shares it with. And is she one of those I celebrate my birthday for a month people? Because I don't, you know, I love Momo, but, you know.
Do you guys do that? Yeah. Celebrate for a month?
No, I don't. I think Laura, do you think that's a woman thing?
No, I know guys.
I definitely think it's a lady thing where ladies are like, hey, it's my birthday for a month. And guys are all like, whatever you say, yes, it is.
It's not. Our former producer celebrated for like,
Raj was like that. Yes. Raj was one of those. He's celebrating his birthday for a month. He goes to like Vegas for like 6 days. Yeah, he's a crazy person. Yeah,
Raj.
Yeah. All right. We're going to break. Momo's coming up. We'll talk some hoops with her. We'll ask her about her birthday.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
He's hurt because Kaplan didn't hear the shout-out at the beginning. Now he's just lashing out at everybody.
Don't touch the button,
it's
yo.
It's such a bad bit that we haven't had an open phone line for the entire time that we've done it, right? I mean, I don't know. I let the people decide. This is the show of the people, Morales. Remember that when you used to do the show for the people? Now you just do it for yourself.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Damn.
I mean,
look who's a populist now.
Yeah.
Look who's a populist now. I like this.
Right.
Candidate Sedano.
Yeah, there you go. Momo's here. Hello, Momo.
Hey, what's going on? You know, listen, if you want Chris Morales to like you, you should just have me on every day because he writes songs about me and stuff.
It's there,
like,
you go. There you go. And LZ, this song that's playing, I know you requested it. It's been a rough couple of days for you. Obviously, we mentioned at the top, you know, we're happy to have you back, but I know it's been a rough time for you here.
Yeah, this is. I don't want to talk about it because I'll fall to pieces.
Okay.
I just appreciate you.
I got you. That's all. Yeah, I saw you on social media. I know you had a friend who passed away, and this is a shout out. This is a tribute song. I love it. That's great, LZ.
For sure. For sure. So may he rest in peace. So, Momo, we got a lot of basketball stuff to talk to you about. However,
yes.
We have been talking about famous birthdays that you share with people. Okay. So your birthday is July 19th. So here's who you got. Okay.
Okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Okay. It's a good one.
That's not bad. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. We've got John Jones of the UFC.
Oh, okay.
We've got Topher Grace. Remember Topher Grace?
Nope.
Yeah, Topher Grace is pretty good. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Actor.
Vitaly Klitschko.
Yeah. Whoa.
Heavyweight champ.
LaMarcus
Aldridge. Is he the one that's married? Oh, LaMarcus. Okay, cool. Yeah, is he the one who was married to
Vladimir,
Hayden
Panettiere? I believe.
Vladimir.
Or is it Vitaly? Okay, which one is married to her? I don't know.
Vitaly.
That's a good question.
Vitaly. I mean, it is him.
So you go.
Just want to, you know, Vitaly.
Oh, look, man. I think that we got a winner here. Stuart Scott.
What?
You share a birthday with Stuart Scott.
Oh.
Done. Game over.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
You share. I was going to say who's the one there, but yeah, you share a birthday with Stu.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Riley Curry. I remember what.
Oh, Riley Curry's on that list, too.
Yeah. Steph's daughter.
Yeah.
She's pretty famous now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's probably got more Instagram followers than all of us, right? Riley.
Yeah. No question.
By the way, did you see that Chris Paul commercial with little Chris, who is not so little anymore? That's freaking me out, man.
Where he's dunking.
I'm like, what the heck? Little Chris was dunking, and he's not little.
I mean, he's using the trampoline, but he's dunking, yes.
Still, I can't handle it. He's not little anymore. Man.
Whose commercial is better? Is it Chris Paul's State Farm commercial or Damian Lillard's Hulu commercial? Because Damian Lillard's Hulu commercial is good.
So good.
The Hulu commercial
is so good.
So good.
That song is in my head all day.
It's so good. Well, Dame is a really good rapper. Like, he's legit,
you
know? And my, you know, I have a friend. Her name is Lisa Robinson. I don't know if you heard her on Brian Windhorst's podcast a little while ago.
No.
She's, like, legendary rock and roll music journalist. She's written for, she writes for Vanity Fair now. She's covered everybody, you know, since the Rolling Stones, okay? A huge NBA fan, so that's why I've gotten to know her. She says of all the NBA players who are musicians or rappers or whatever, you know, she said Dame is the most legit. She's like, he's a legit good rapper.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he smokes rules. All right, Momo, basketball. let's talk basketball real quick.
Okay.
Yep. AD, like, what do we know that's new? Like, do you have anything that should people be worried? Like, what is the level of concern here with AD? What is the treatment that you're hearing about? Like, what do we know?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I know anything new, to be honest, like, from the last few days. I think when I talked to somebody today, like, they weren't really that concerned. Like, you know, usually you could tell in people's voice, like, in front office people, right? Like, you could kind of tell if this is like, oh, man, we're worried about this. I really think that, like, if it was the playoffs, you'd probably try to play through it. It's like one of these things that could get worse. So they want him to just sit down because, you know, the way it was described to me is more like, look, this is a team that is gunning for the playoffs and sort of go back to back. And so everything they're doing, even down to, like, you know, how are they worried about how they're playing, right? Like, you know, from night to night, it's been a little uneven. Even down to that, like, they all fit it in the context of, we got to be at our best come playoff time. And so what does that tell you about how they're approaching the AD injury, how they're approaching the rest of the season? It tells me that he's going to sit tight for about a month.
As well he should.
Yeah.
My only concern is, or my main concern actually, is sitting for a month as we're approaching the roughest stretch that we've had so far in this young season. There's a good chance Utah sustains themselves. There's a good chance the Clippers continue to sustain themselves. I think we won 8 out of 9, and we're still only one game up on them. Are we risking?
Oh, sorry. I was like, what is this we here? What are you on jumping on the Clipper, man? What
No. Follow the right pronouns. Follow the right pronouns.
So I guess
I'm just curious as to whether or not Palinka's waiting for the buyout market, or if he's quietly still looking for another large body, recognizing that we can't lose a lot of ground. Otherwise, our road to a repeat is significantly more difficult.
So here's what they're balancing right now. They kind of like the team they have, and they don't want to cut anybody. And that's, you know, look, Quinn Cook was the odd man out at the beginning of the season, right? Remember, mm-hmm. he was kind of like last to be added here. And if, they, you know, they keep the rosters the size they are, that's, you know, he'd probably be the first to get cut, right? Like to add somebody back in. You know, Jared Dudley's like kind of an untouchable. He's right. kind of like, that was, I literally heard that phrase. Like Jared Dudley's got pretty untouchable in terms of, they just want him on the team. He's just that glue guy. So, if they add anybody, if there's somebody on the buyout market, then you have to factor that with, okay, we'd be cutting somebody else that we like, cause they really like Quinn Cook too. They want both him and Dudley on the team, even though they don't play that much. So I don't feel like they have this overwhelming sense that they need to add to the mix. I think they like what they have. They just need to be healthy. And, you know, there's a little more talk about, you know, trying to get the new players more integrated in the way they want to play. I think they were happy with the win last night. Or was it last night? I never know what day it is.
Last night. Yeah.
I'm like, what day is it? When was that? I don't know. Is it Wednesday? Is it Thursday?
I think today's Wednesday.
Yeah, right? Thanks.
Like, I think.
I know it's Wednesday because it's the day that I call into your show. That's usually how that... But then your show moves around sometimes because, you know, the Laker game sometimes. So I get messed up that way too. But I think they were happy with the way they played. And I think that's what they're looking for right now is how are we playing? That matters, right? Like you can feel... Like sometimes you get a win and it's like kind of an empty win because you didn't play right. I think they were happy with how they've been kind of coming together in the ways those new guys have been acclimating recently.
I would say after last night's game, the game that Gasol played, you should be pretty happy. I think the way Montrezl Harrell is very quickly becoming my favorite player on the Lakers. And even Wesley Matthews, you know, is coming in and making some big plays. Ramona, did I hear you correctly earlier say that if this were the playoffs, you think Anthony Davis would be trying to go?
Might be trying to. It's like that kind of a situation. Like, you know, it's to tolerance. So it's not something that they're like, okay, you can't do anything, right? Like if he had to, he could try. Okay. I don't think he would feel good. Right. I mean, he re-aggravated something that hurts. But it's not, this is like the thing. I just am so nervous, guys, because I covered the Kevin Durant thing up in Oakland that during the finals, right? Like I went through that whole thing. I learned about all the muscles in your calf, which attach the Achilles and the da 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 da, right? Like that's what's making me nervous and having flashbacks, but they don't seem as nervous as I am. Okay.
Good.
Now that's the way to put it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Ramona Shelburne, Mama Momo. We love having you on, Momo. Thank you for hanging out with us. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Thank
what's going on with you guys? Everybody else good?
Yeah. You know, just hanging out.
Yeah. All right. Get back to your birthday calls.
Yeah. We're just gonna do it now. I'm gonna do it just to piss Morales off for the next 90 minutes.
See, that's not how you get what you need from Chris.
No, I don't give a crap.
Suck up a little bit.
I almost actually said the word instead of crap, but yeah, I don't care.
Wow. Yeah. No. Chris responds well to positive reinforcement. I think. I think you're just gonna keep getting worse and worse lead-ins if you
good.
Agonize.
I want it that way. I want to be contentious with him now. Thank you, Momo.
Thanks, boys.
This is getting heated very quickly.
Yeah.
See ya. All right, there she is, Mama Momo. Coming up next, let's get into some of that because I think there are some interesting things here because we feel very nervous and Momo feels nervous, but they, the Lakers, do not feel nervous. So let's discuss that a little bit on the other side. 877-710-ESPN if you want to hop aboard. We're back in 4 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah, feliz cumpleaños to Vicente Fernandez, el rey de la música ranchera. Yeah.
Nice.
This one for la raza. Scott, do you, and LZ, do you, are you familiar with Vicente Fernandez?
I do believe that when watching Narcos Mexico, I have seen and heard this jam. That's right.
I am not familiar.
Well,
but I am enjoying.
Yeah, he is. He's the king of ranchero music, basically. And you know, he was an actor. I think it was like 50 albums or something like that that he also put out. He was a mega star. In Mexico, Laura, right? Is he from Jalisco originally?
Yep, from Jalisco. Where my family's from.
See, yeah, he's Jalisco. Won Grammys. Mm-hmm. He's won a bunch of Grammys. Like, he is the king, man.
Jalisco was a big part of Narcos Mexico. Anybody watch that, or am I alone?
I mean, it feels like all of your Mexican knowledge is about
Narcos. I was
going to
say, come on. Yeah. Is that the only thing you know? Is drug dealing Mexicans? Well, please tell me no.
Have you ever been to Mexico?
I was learning something, all right? Don't criticize my learning. Don't judge me.
I'm just saying, it's kind of bad if every Mexican reference is about a drug dealer, fictionalized drug dealer.
Well, I mean, listen, I learned something, all right? You know, I liked Narcos Mexico.
You know what we can do here? We know what we can do here because L.A. is obviously a large Latino population, but
really?
Especially Mexicano. No. I feel like for La Raza, we should have a segment called For La Raza, and Laura can teach you something cool about Mexican tradition each and every day. What do you
think,
Laura?
It's a great idea.
Are you capable of doing that? You think you can? Can you handle it? I know you got a lot of stuff on your plate. You got to babysit all of us and Greg, so that's already enough. And the callers and all that. Which, by the way, there is a funny story before we recap our conversation with Momo.
Is John Wall hurt?
You text us the calls.
I do.
And all of a sudden, it's weird. Like when we were taking calls earlier, I text you and said, "Hey, are there any calls?" And you were like, "Oh my God. What happened? Who did you text instead of me?"
So I actually ended up texting one of my classmates, and she didn't respond right away. And I'm like, why are the guys not going to call us? Like, you guys have a full board of calls, and I gave you break times and all this other stuff. And then I get a text from her saying, "Oh my God, what do all those names mean? What does that time mean? What about LeBron? I'm so confused. Please explain." So
that's funny. That is funny. So sorry, you hit the wrong text chat there, obviously.
But, it happens a lot to me. I don't know
but
why.
Laura, are you in a segment for La Raza each and every day?
Yeah, man, why not?
Okay.
I'm down. Cap needs help here.
A lot of help. I'm going to impress you. Yeah. I think you're going to be more impressed by the day, Laura.
Not if you're using Narcos as your only reference to anybody that's Latino. That's kind of.
And he didn't know who Selena was, so, you know.
You didn't know who Selena
was? I knew who Selena was a little. Mm.
I mean, we were going to have problems.
Maybe a little. Just a little bit.
I mean, we were going to go. I was going to have to go, you know, Julio Cesar Chavez on you all of a sudden, you know?
That's a boxer. That's a boxer.
Yeah. Do you know who Julio Cesar Chavez is?
Well, he's not on Narcos, so I don't know if he knows. That's why I told him.
He wasn't in Jalisco in Narcos, so no.
Do you drink the beer, Estrella Jalisco, too, or no?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
No.
I mean, I figured since you knew everything about Jalisco now through Narcos.
Well, I also know a lot about Colombia as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
From the original
Narcos.
From
right,
the original,
yeah.
Right. Just so you know.
Right. So Momo was on with us, and we got a short segment here because we got to break here in a minute, or a couple minutes. But, you know, she feels like us, right, about Anthony Davis. You know, concern, right? Healthy concern. But the sense is, she says, from the people she talked to about it, that there is no concern. So, LZ, does that kind of make you more calm about the situation?
Absolutely. Because when I'm not concerned about an injury, one thing I do is sit out a month.
Kaplan?
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I mean, no, come on. I mean, what do you mean not concerned? I mean, first of all, you know, the idea when I was really surprised Ramona said this, that she thought that if this were the playoffs, he'd be giving it a go. You'll have to excuse me, okay? LZ, I know you like to tell people in advance, hey, I'm not a doctor. Me neither. But here's what I saw. I saw a guy go limping off the floor who'd been dealing with an Achilles problem, who then the next day it was being reported as a calf problem. There's obviously a lot of problems in that leg. And so, yeah, I'm really concerned because every time he comes back thereafter, I'm going to be like, oh, man, God, I hope he's okay. He just jumped up. He landed. God, I hope he's okay. I would be very, very concerned.
Yeah, I'm still concerned. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm still concerned.
Like, you should be. It's an Achilles. like that's a significant. We've talked about this before. The heart, the brain, the nether parts, and Achilles. Those are the things. There's no such thing as minor. Those are always, even if it's a little, even if it's minor in professional terms, it's major to everyone else. So you're telling me the future franchise player going forward is battling an Achilles injury? Yes, I'm concerned. And yes, I want them to be patient with him. And no, I don't want him to rush back. And no, I don't care if we fall all the way down to the eighth seed as long as we get in with you healthy.
And, you know, the other thing is about the team. You know, well, you know, what people are telling me is that they're not really that concerned. Well, I mean, I know, and I'm sure you guys would agree, working around teams enough. Maybe you won't agree. Working around teams enough. You know that they're not exactly forthcoming with information. Like, oh yeah, it's really bad. Let me explain it to you. It's not good. I mean, teams are like, yeah, we're not too worried about it, really. We're gonna just give them some time and let them rest, and we're not really that worried about it. I don't buy that because in my experience, having worked around many teams, teams like to either not be honest about the injury situation or downplay the injury situation. So right. I'm very concerned.
Let's open it up to the people. 877-710-ESPN. Does Momo telling you, even though she's concerned and all three of us are concerned and there is a level of concern about Anthony Davis, does her telling you that her sources are telling her now we don't feel we're not concerned, does that ease you a little bit? Or are you like us and kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I'm buying it? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We'll have that for you on the other side. We'll take calls. By the way, if you missed earlier, our buddy Sean Powell from Ontario won $360. If you want to win $180 tomorrow, text the word MISSION. That's MISSION to 40705. Also, coming up next, free agent frenzy, trade frenzy. The offseason in the NFL is a frenzy. And we got to discuss that with your calls also coming up in just a few moments, so stick around. We did hear. Yes, there's no question we heard.
Yes, yes. Sadly, though, that's where it ends.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
We
yes.
did hear that, yes.
Yes.
We have some breaking news in the sports world.
We do.
Yes. Jeff Passan, our pal, is reporting that Fernando Tatis Jr. of the San Diego Padres has agreed to a 14-year, $340 million contract extension, sources tell ESPN. Wow, that's insane.
Massive.
But, you know, Scott, you know, normally when we talk about these baseball deals, and LZ, you and I have had a lot of discussions about these, we're talking about guys kind of in their late 20s signing these 10, 12, 13-year extensions. This kid just turned 22 years old. That actually is a really smart move by the team, Kaplan.
On one hand, it is. On the other hand, it isn't. And here's what I mean by that. You know, we've been talking a lot about Anthony Davis, and he got that five-year deal, and now we're talking about an injury in year one, and we're all wondering, what do the next 4 years look like? Tatis is an incredible young superstar player, and getting him now at this early stage of his career for what looks like a bargain at $24 million a year, because I mean, let's face it, Mike Trout or Mookie Betts, we're talking in the 30s, close to $40 million a year. So on average, it seems like a great number. I just always get worried about these long deals. 14 years. He's getting that money. He is getting that money. Whether he is the superstar that he's projected to be or not, he's getting that money. It's a long, long time to commit to somebody, I think.
LZ?
I wouldn't have done it. But really? I guess if you're, you know, San Diego and you know this is found money and you're, you know, trying to compete with the Dodgers and you want to show everyone in the league that you're serious about competing, the first way you got to do it is by showing people the money.
Yeah.
So this isn't just simply about locking up a young talent, though obviously that's a fantastic move. This is also a signal across the bow letting people know that, hey, we're here to compete. We're for real.
Yeah, yeah, we're for real. I get
for a long
that. Yeah.
time, because remember, Manny Machado's contract was a 10-year deal, and he'll be going into year three of this deal, so figure 7 years to go. And Tatis now for 14 years, which I didn't even look to see when the deal actually starts. Did they tear up what he had and it starts right away? But, man, you got Machado and Tatis now for the next, call it 7 years, under contract.
Right. I mean, look, I think that his deal is one of those rookie deals. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that that's the way you have to look at it. This is why it's smart, okay? Because they bought out a bunch of his arbitration years. Right, because he made $575,000. He's scheduled to make $575,000 this season. So it will start in the 2022 year when he's 23 years old, okay? Or he'll start the season, 23. Well, in theory, hold on, I'm trying to think. Yeah, he'll be 23.
He'll
so
be young.
They have bought out 1, 2, 3 years of arbitration, plus his unrestricted free agency that would come up in 26. So I think from a business perspective, it actually is really smart.
It's smart, and it's smart for both.
Correct, because he'd be getting paid crap or having to go to arbitration all the time to be arguing about money or haggling about money. And this is a kid who finished fourth in the MVP voting last year.
And you talk about marketing, though. Like, from a marketing perspective, he's the kid now that's on the cover of MLB The Show.
Correct.
He's that young, good-looking guy with the cool dreads, and he's got a Gatorade commercial now.
Latino, right, in a sport that's 33% Latino.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you're the Padres, this is a guy now you've invested all of your marketing dollars into as well. I mean, he's now the franchise for the next 15 years.
But that's the type of guy you're supposed to make a commitment to. I actually think it's smart. I remember Andrew Friedman did something like this with Evan Longoria many, many, many years ago when he ran the Tampa Bay Rays. And remember, Evan Longoria played, like, I want to say, like, 12 games or something ridiculous like that in Major League Baseball. And he bought out a bunch of his arbitration, all his arbitration years, basically, and a couple of years into his free agency. And I remember back then people were like, oh, he's crazy, Friedman is nuts. And it worked out for that stretch of that contract because Longoria was very good. They got to a World Series, you know what I mean? So in Tampa, which is now has only happened twice. So I think that if you can identify that player, then I think you make that move. I think it's smart.
Can you imagine real quick somebody coming to you and you're 22 years old and you've made $500,000 and you've already become a superstar and they say to you, look, we want to sign you for 14 years at 300, whatever the numbers are, plus $1 million, right? Like, you're a kid. You're like a child, and somebody's going to give you $300+ million, and the next 14 years of your life are planned out, so to speak. That's a monster, monster commitment. We're talking about it from an organizational standpoint. Think about the individual player. Like, damn, man, 14 years. I'm going to be 35. I'm 22. That's a long-ass commitment, and that is a lot of money, and it is a no-brainer, because if you're going to put $300+ million in front of my face right now when I'm a kid making $500,000, signed, done.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go to Hector. Hector, what's up?
Yo, hey, guys. I just wanted to touch base and ask LZ why he's been so hard on Cap lately. You know, I just recently moved down to San Diego, so I've been listening to Cap. And his material is actually pretty legit. I've just been kind of noticing a little bit of you guys been kind of bullying Cap a little bit.
You hear that,
and then
LZ?
The other thing is,
legit material. Thank you.
Legit. We're just trying to tell the man there's more to the Latino culture than narcos. You
know what I mean? With that one, I would have to agree. You got to do a little bit more. You're in San Diego, man. You got to do a little bit more. But the Lakers stuff, oh man, I think this is going to forge the Lakers through a fire. And The NBA is not going to want to deal with the Lakers if they come out of this healthy, with a healthy LeBron and a healthy surrounding core by the time whenever he's ready. Thanks,
so
guys.
Are you worried at all about AD or no? You're good with it.
You know what? I am worried just because it is Achilles related. I mean, we all saw what the Black Mamba went through. KD went through it last year. Thank God he's back on the court. But I'm worried. I wouldn't say that I'm not, but just got to kind of let him rest it up.
Thanks, Hector. Appreciate it, buddy. Stay healthy, stay safe. And we're giving Cap a hard time because this is what happens when you're the rookie on this show.
That's right. Listen, believe me, let me tell you something right now. Let me just explain something to everybody. I've been in the radio business, and today's my birthday, 51. I've been in the radio business for 25 years. It's ridiculous. I can't even believe it. Like 25 years ago, we're talking about Tatis, 14 years, right? There's no way 25 years ago, if you would have said to me, you'll still be in the radio business 25 years later. Like, nah, man, I'll be on to other things.
You were talking about Fernando Tatis Sr. back then.
Right, exactly. Let me tell you something. Thick, thick, thick rhino skin. See what I'm saying? Rhino skin is what I got right here.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Exactly. So, he can handle himself. Oh, he's a tough guy, okay? but by the way, breaking news is powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home with a 15-minute drive through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons. By the way, our buddy Ian Eagle is going to stop by at 6:15 of the Yes Network. He is the broadcaster for the Brooklyn Nets. Obviously, you see him on all sorts of stuff like TNT, CBS, or whatever. He's everywhere. Calling football, NBA, he's everywhere. He's great. So we'll chat with him in a little bit about this Lakers-Nets matchup, but we'll take your calls. Are you worried about AD? Even though Momo says, that people are telling her, we're not that worried. Or their tone, right, doesn't feel like they're that worried. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Plus, the craziness of the NFL offseason has really begun, and there's a lot of different things being thrown our way, from free agency with J.J. Watt to Deshaun Watson's next move. All that coming up in just a few moments as well. Stick around. We're back in 3 minutes.